Sarah Holden, you're the Senior Director, Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute, ICI. It's great to talk with you. I know the pandemic has created lots of things, and it hasn't tax season and tax preparation hasn't been exempt from the pandemic, and you've got some great tax tips for us.
Yes, yeah, so there's a little bit of a silver lining in that the IRS recognized that last year was a difficult year for people. You know, when COVID hit the United States in March, the stock market fell. It then rose over the remainder of the year, but many people found themselves with changing employment situations. So you may be looking at multiple paychecks or reduced paychecks or different sources of income than you had in the past. And so the IRS decided to give us a bit more time to sort that all out. So the good news is that tax day has been moved to a month later. So you have until May 17th to get it together. And in that time, you might actually be able to figure out a way to reduce your taxes. And you could do that if you are able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA. Up until tax day, you can count that contribution as having occurred last year, and it could reduce your taxes actually.
You know, the IRAs, the Roth IRA, the individual retirement account, I mean, all of those, they really are kind of a lifesaver when it comes to taxes and even just overall in general, if you utilize them correctly. Where can we open an IRA? Is this anywhere at our local institution, investment company? What's your recommendation?
Yeah, so IRAs are an absolutely fabulous savings vehicle because they are tax advantaged. So they do give you a break on the taxes on the investment earnings, basically. And you can open them really at any financial services institution. So you just need to decide whether you're someone who'd like a bit of help in opening the IRA and then deciding which investments to have inside the IRA. The IRA opens you up to the world of investing. So you could get really any mutual fund or exchange traded fund or individual securities. So if you're someone who'd like some help with that process, you could go to a financial advisor or a full service broker. There's also folks who are just more do-it-yourself. And if you're more of the do-it-yourself type, you can just go straight online to a mutual fund company or to a discount broker, and then you can research the different types of IRAs and the different investments that you want to select to go inside the IRA. So really, any financial services institution can help you opening that IRA and getting you on the road to investing in it.
Well, and tell us a little bit, too, about Investment Company Institute, ICI. What is that?
So ICI is the leading trade association globally for the regulated fund industry, which includes mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals. And we survey those investors, and we find out that they're saving for really important financial goals, like for a home, or for education for a child, or for retirement. And then when it comes to retirement, of course, there's the whole area of researching IRAs and 401k plans. And so our website, ICI.org, has a whole lot of information about saving and investing and about saving for retirement.
So speaking of the stock market, if people are looking to do long-term investing, is the stock market a place that they should be looking at?
So I think really when it comes to thinking about investing, you hit the nail on the head in that it's good to think long term. It's also important to think about diversified investing. That's really a far better approach for Main Street investors than gamified day trading. And funds such as mutual funds and ETFs offer a proven track record and have already helped more than 100 million investors in achieving their most important financial goals. And so what's key is when you go into the market, you want to think about really getting in there to spend time in the market rather than trying to time the market. You want to look for diversification. And with funds, you'll get a professional investment manager who'll make all those hard decisions for you in terms of when to buy and when to sell the individual stocks. We'll get you into a whole range of companies to invest in, whether they're US companies, or you could look for an international stock fund and think about investing globally. You can look at bonds. So there's really a full range of investments out there. If you're into the environment, you could look for an environmental fund that thinks about those issues when investing. So you want to make sure that you go for the diversification. So not all your eggs are in one basket. With a fund, you'll get professional investment management, and you'll also get cost-effective access to the market. Because if you think about it, if you tried to buy the S&P 500 by yourself, that'd be a little hard to do. So you can go into a fund that can reach out to so many more securities because you're pooled in with those other investors than you could on your own.
And what are some research tools that we can do if we're looking to invest on our own without the assistance of a seasoned professional?
Yeah, so our website, ICI.org, has a whole lot of information. We have resource centers where you can educate yourself on IRAs and 401ks. We also have an education foundation, so ICIEF.org, and that has information on the basics of investing, such as compounding. You know, over time, if you leave it in, your nest egg really grows. The trade-off between risk and return. So if you want to reach for some of that return, you will be taking on some risk. So to understand that. So some of the basics of investing are on our Education Foundation website. You can also go to the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC. They're the regulatory body that regulates funds, and they offer investor educational materials as well.
And talk to us just a little bit, Sarah, regarding the stimulus check. Does that impact us? Is that considered income? Are we 1099'd on that? How does that impact our taxes?
Yeah, I have seen many articles suggesting that folks could be taking the stimulus check and devoting it to a variety of things. I think you need to look at your whole picture of what was your income for the year when trying to figure out whether you can contribute it to an IRA. You can certainly invest in the stock market on your own. So you could just go open up an account on your own that's just a taxable account to invest that money to get on the path to, again, trying to get into the market, to stay in the market, to grow that nest egg over the long term.
Well, and the moving of tax day moved to May 17th. I'm sure a lot of people, we can hear that collective sigh of relief. But at the same time, you know, we can get that shoebox full of receipts put together. But is there anything we need to think about with that extension, like our quarterly payments? Anything else along those lines that we aren't thinking about?
Yeah, you'll have to think about all your other obligations. What the IRS has done is given those of us who normally would file our taxes on tax day in April an extension until May to do that. And so you also want to check to be sure what's going on at the state level for you as well. In terms of trying to save on your taxes, the key though really is that this extra time has given us a bit more time to make a contribution to an IRA. And even if we can't make a deductible one that would reduce our taxes for last year, getting into an IRA is a really great idea because you will save on your taxes going forward. Because while the money stays in the account, it grows and compounds and you don't pay taxes on it while it's in there. With the traditional, when you take it out, that's when you pay taxes, but you will have had all that great growth along the way. And so you still come out ahead. And with the Roth IRA, you make an after-tax contribution. So that wouldn't have given you a break today, but the money grows and compounds tax-free, whether it's invested in mutual funds or ETFs or securities, whatever you've got it in while it's in the account. And with the Roth, when you take the money out, it comes out tax-free because you paid the taxes up front. And we find that young investors really like this because if you think about it, when you're young, you're early in your career, you're in a lower tax bracket. So that tax break doesn't mean as much to you now. You'd much rather get the money into that Roth and get the money out tax-free later.
Well, and some of the benefits of opening an IRA, I mean, you can't underestimate that. Just reading some of the numbers in our talking points, that IRAs have helped 48 million U.S. households accumulate more than $11 trillion in retirement funds after the considerable tax benefits from it, too. So it is something that I think is a wise investment and something that needs to be looked at. So I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront, and especially now that we have this extra time with our taxes.
Yeah, IRAs are really a powerful savings tool. People can use them as a contributory vehicle, so making the contributions we talked about. The other way that people use IRAs is as we tumble through our careers, we tend to change jobs in the U.S. And so you may find yourself leaving a job where you had a 401k plan and the balance may be not that big, and you'll want to consolidate and keep those assets together and move it to an IRA. So part of the growth in IRAs we've seen is because of what are called rollovers, where people recognize that consolidating those assets together helps them keep track of them. And then also some of it is this contributions of people recognizing what a great tax advantage it is to have an IRA.
Well, Sarah, it's been great talking with you and sharing this information with us. Again, where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so ICI.org is our website. A whole lot of great research there. If you want to find out what other IRA investors have done or what other 401k participants have done or what other mutual fund savers have done, as well as resource centers that explain the basics of investing and saving for retirement.
Well, again, I appreciate your time and this information. Thank you.
Well, Dawn, thanks so much for having me on.